There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to give you our full preview for Anzac Day today. Arguably the best day in rugby league. Absolutely love it. I'm sure we all got up for our dawn services this morning. It's been a big day. And at 2 p.m, the footy kicks off. Three games on the trot. I cannot wait for these three games coming our way. The New Zealand Warriors and the Titans at 2 p.m. The St. George Illawarra Dragons and the Sydney Roosters at 4:05 p.m. And then the Melbourne Storm and the South Sydney Rabbitohs at 7:50 p.m. Let's get stuck into the first game. The New Zealand Warriors at fullback, Chance Clock start on the wings, Dallin Matenzie Lesniak and Marcelo Montoya. Rocco Berry and RTS in the centres. Tomato Martin at 5'8", SJ at 7. Adam Fanua, Blake and Mitchie Barnett line up in the front row with Wade Egan at 9. Jackson Ford and Jacob Laban in the back row. Very, very keen to watch Laban today. And Tohu Harris in jersey 13. The bench for the Waz, returning Dylan Walker in jersey 14. Tom Ale, Zion Mayo and Paul Roach. Apologies to Zion if I've got his last name wrong there, guys. But making his debut, very, very keen to watch him. You might remember he got sent off in the trial game against the West Tigers at the start of the year. Just a one-off thing. Shit happens. He's a very, very talented player that I'm keen to see make his debut. Their extended bench, Adam Pompey and Ali Liatau. For the Gold Coast Titans, AJ Brimson at fullback, Calum Piera on one wing, Jojo Fifita on the other side, Brian Kelly and Harley Sexy Shields in the centres, Tanner Boyd at 5'8", Kieran Foran wears jersey 7, the skipper, Mo Fotowaka and our boy Jermaine Joliffe in the front row, Chrissy Randall at 9, Dave Fifita and Beau Fermor in on the edges with Cleese Haas in jersey 13. On the bench for the Titans, Sam Verrills, Aaron Clark, Isaac Liu, and Josiah Pahulu. Joe Stimson and Aaron Schopp make up the extended bench for the Gold Coast Titans. Personally, I think the Warriors win this one, guys, and I think they win well. I know that the Titans have put up a great fight over the last few weeks and whatnot, but I just think going over there to New Zealand, I'm hearing that the Anzac performance before the game is going to be one of the greatest of all time, they reckon. It's going to be massive. I just think the Warriors are going to be too up for this one. Essentially their full strength side. Adding Dylan Walker as well is a huge plus for the New Zealand Warriors. They're without Kirk Capewell, but honestly, getting Laban in, it might be a positive, especially in a game like this. I think there's going to be plenty of points scored in this Laban. Oh, I think he could absolutely explode. So give me the Warriors in this one. As far as any time try scorers I'm looking at, obviously, you know, Dallin, I think he's at $6.50 with Neds to score a hat trick. That is fucking outrageous. So we'll be leaving that. $1.48 for an anytime try scorer. Chuck that in your same game multis to boost a little bit of value. But the guys I'm looking at, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, when you talk about players in the trenches, we'll have a podcast coming out tomorrow. Roger, very hard to go past. One of those guys. I like Adam Fanua Blake. He's very short at $3.05, but I love the footy that Wade Egan's playing at the moment, and there's a lot of question marks around those Titans middles. The guy that I like, though, is Jacob Laban. As I said, I think he explodes today. I think he has a very, very big game. I think he's a star of the future in our game. He's at $3.80 for an ATS. I like him there. So Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Adam Fanua Blake, Laban, they're the guys I like, and whatever you're doing, chuck DWZ as an ATS in there. as well. He's going to crash over at some point. We all know it. Let's have a look at the next game. The normal Anzac Day game that we get, the Dragons versus the Sydney Roosters. I'm stoked to see three games this year. That is fantastic. But the Dragons, they're lining up as follows. Tyrell Sloan at fullback, Christian Tuipulotu on the wing. Zach Lomax wearing jersey 4 returns to the wing because Jack Bird starting in the centres with Moses Suli. So Zach Lomax, owners in Supercoach. Nice little W there for us. Kyle Flanagan at 5'8", Ben Hunt wearing jersey 7, Francis Molo and Harm Selle in the front row with Jacob Little at 9, Faitala Mariner and Jaden Sewer on the edges with our boy Tommy Eisenhuth in jersey 13. The bench, New Brown, Blake Laurie, Jack DeBellin and Ben Murdoch-Masilla. Jesse Marschke and Michael Molo make up Shane Flanagan's extended bench. For the Chooks, Teddy at fullback, Sewer Lee moves to the wing, Dom Young returns on the wing, Joey Manu at one centre, Michael Jennings jumps in at the other centre spot, obviously Daniel Tupu ruled out last night of this one. Luke Keary at 5'8", Sammy Walker in jersey 7, JWH and Lindsay Collins in the front row with Brandon Smith in jersey 9, Angus Crichton and Nat Butcher line up on the edges with Connor Watson jumping in at jersey 13, replacing Victor Radley, who has been ruled out of this one. The bench for Trent Robinson, White, Butcher, Terrell May and Siwa Wong. How fucking good. The extended bench for the Chooks, we've got Zach Docker-Clay and Pauga there. I personally think the Dragons win this one. I thought the Dragons were going to win this one before Daniel Tupu and Victor Radley were ruled out. I'm a little bit surprised to see the odds actually haven't moved. They were $2.60 yesterday. They remained at $2.60. I think Radley has been one of the Roosters' better players this year. That has really hit me for six, that the odds haven't moved at all. So I think there is tremendous value in the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Our bet that we double-staked in this game on about even was the Dragons with the 6.5 line into Zach Lomax. Now, at the time, Zach Lomax was named at centre, so you're getting $3.20 for Zach Lomax. Since moving to the wing, he's come into $2.30, so a big move there. Hopefully you guys got on early in the week when we set it on about even. Big value drop there, a dollar. Pretty wild there. But Zach Lomax, I still like him at $2.30. I'm very confident he crashes over today. Benny Hunt at $4.20 on Anzac Day. Ben Hunt just feels like the kind of guy that is going to score on a big day like this. As far as the Sydney Roosters go, I like Angus Crichton. He's at $5 there. I think he's been really good since returning to the starting side, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him crash over. But Zach Lomax and Benny Hunt are the ones I prefer, and I personally think the Dragons get it done today in an upset. $2.60, that's a lot to give, especially now the Roosters, it's wild to say a team's got both their halves back, but I think it's pretty evident that this Roosters side, they are better with only one of Walker or Keary as a combination. I'm far from convinced still. Let's move to the last game of Anzac Day. We've got the Melbourne Storm and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. The Bunnies coming off a bye, 2 weeks to prepare for this one, and I'll tell you what, they're going to need all the time in the world to prepare for this one down in Melbourne. You know the Storm are going to perform, you know they're not going to beat themselves. South Sydney, they're going to need a very good performance today. For the Melbourne Storm, Little Pappy at fullback, Will Warbrick and Xavier Coates on the wings, Meany and Rema Smith in the centres, the Mad Dog, Money Munster in jersey 6, Jerome Hughes in jersey 7, Big Nass starts in the front row with Josh King, Harry Grant, the skipper, in jersey 9, the edges, how good are these edges, Sean Blore and Ellie Katoa, some of the best in the league, Trent Leroux in jersey 13, Craig Bellamy's bench, Tyron Wishart, Christian Welsh, Joe Chan and Alec McDonald, Jack Howarth and Grant Anderson remain on the extended bench. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, in a bit of turmoil at the moment, but it's funny what wins can do. This can all turn very, very quickly with a win tonight. Jai Gray at fullback, the young superstar. Love watching him play his footy. Jacob Gagai returns on the wing, his first game since Las Vegas. Tane Milne on the other side. Jackie Boy Whiten and Isaiah Tass in the centres. Cody Walker at 5'8", with Dean Hawkins lining up in jersey 7. Tommy Burgess in the front row. Joining him is Jai Arrow to Tola out for quite a few weeks, I believe. I think it's 10 to 12 weeks. So Jai Arrow back there is huge for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Absolutely massive. Damien Cook in jersey 9. Keon Colomantungi and Jacob Host on the edges with Cam Murray wearing a jersey 13. The bench for JD, Peter Mamazelis, Saliva Havili, Davey Mwali and Michael Cheekam. You got Isaac Thompson and Talis Duncan on the extended bench there. Toddy Smith will have the whistle for this one. I think Melbourne will be too good at at home, similar to the New Zealand Warriors game. I think they'll be too good at home. I think they'll be up for Anzac Day, as they always are, and I'm expecting a very solid performance by the Melbourne Storm. I love their edges at the moment. They've got Nass back through the middle. They're just ticking all the boxes that you want at the moment, the Melbourne Storm. South Sydney, still a lot of question marks around this side, a lot of question marks around their form and just how they're working as a club at the moment. So I can't go past the Melbourne Storm in this one. As far as anytime try scorers in this game, just had a look through the market this morning. Ryan Pappenhausen, he's at $1.85. You guys know that I hate tipping you guys under $2, very cowardly. But there are, you know, a lot of guys that I like are very, very short in this one. You get Eli Katoa at $2.80. Jerome Hughes at $2.90. All those just too short for me. The value play for me is Sean Bloor at $4.40. He's my best bet in this game. He has been in incredible form for the Melbourne Storm the last few weeks. Cam Munster. I think Cam Munster's still carrying that injury, to be honest with you, so I can see him dishing off to Sean Bloor. And if he can just get one-on-one with, you know, one of the South's halves on that edge, I think Sean Bloor can crash over. So him at $4.40, I really, really like in this game. I actually don't mind Sean Bloor as a little first try scorer. I'm not sure what he's at, but I imagine there would be some damn good value there. I might have a little Michelle Pfeiffer on that. $23, Sean Bloor. Do not mind that at all. I've got the Melbourne Storm winning that one. I have got the New Zealand Warriors winning the early game, and I've got the Dragons upsetting the Sydney Roosters. Enjoy your Anzac Day football. Enjoy your two-up. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Rugby League Guru podcast with plenty more content coming your way. Make sure you go out and check the Neds app. You can follow along with all my bets for Anzac Day and all my bets across the rest of the weekend on the Rugby League Guru profile. All the prices that were mentioned today, guys, obviously subject to change. You saw what happened with Zach Lomax. It can all change very, very quickly. So price is subject to change. Make sure you check the Neds app and keep up to date with all the team list changes heading into round eight and your Anzac Day footy.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.